Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting baseball. Maybe Saturday and Sunday doubleheaders.
Milli Vanilli.
At Extra Bags, The Athletic. We talk to him every week at this time. He joins us courtesy of the Ooman Guest Line. Probably Saturday and Sunday doubleheaders is what we're looking at, huh?
What we got to get to that bump music first. What was that, Ricky Nelson? What
that's are we listening the sound to? Of
yeah.
The ring.
Nice.
Wow.
You should be a name that tune guy. Hell with
oh,
Jeopardy.
He was a three-time Jeopardy champion.
I'm like, Everly Brothers? No, there's only one of them. It's got to be Ricky Nelson. Yeah, it's got to be Ricky Nelson. My mom loved Ricky Nelson, so that's why it was easily recognizable for me.
Do you know the band that did that song?
Oh, boy. Nope, you got me on that one.
It's Falling Water is the hint.
Falling Water, like the famous house in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, kind of, but not that. That's not it.
Yeah.
Thank God it's right. Not Final Jeopardy. You're not wagering. The Cascades.
Yeah.
The Cascades.
I don't know. I just watched the Tournament of Champions, and that always makes me a little bit humble because I realize that that's what it feels like to stare at the screen for 5 minutes without being able to answer one. They get tougher.
By the way, I had a little time off, and I went back and watched almost all the guest hosts, the interim hosts, whatever they're calling it, for the great Alex Trebek. I thought Anderson Cooper was incredibly strong at that. Who are you hoping gets the gig? I mean, we got more to come, certainly, but so far from what you've seen.
You know, I only think there's been a couple where I'm like, okay, that didn't quite work out. You know, Aaron Rodgers was interesting. I felt like his performance was a little maybe a tad contrived. But everybody's had good pacing. Everybody seems to kind of have a good idea for just how to run the game and kind of get out of the way, just like Alex did. And, you know, we don't get to see really just how clean the performances are because they record a lot of pickups. And even Alex would make mistakes and they'd go and they'd re-record things that they could submit in later. So, I wasn't a big fan of Katie Couric so much because she just seemed like she was very schoolmarmy. Like, good for you. She was so surprised when people got things. Like, they're smart. They made it on the show.
Shucks,
you missed
one.
Dopes, you know?
I really like Mayim Bialik. I think she's great. She's funny. She's got some good retorts for the when people tell their stories, and I like her voice. I think she reads the clues very well. So I'm enjoying her run.
I want to ask you about home runs specifically. I don't know how much money you would have won if you'd have said on June 11th the Giants would be leading baseball. They're tied with Atlanta with 90 home runs, and then now the scrim is coming up. But the thing is they're not hitting them at home. They're hitting them on the road. So what do you make of the home runs, and do you make anything of the scrim? Alex Dickerson just said, look, we're hitting the ball hard, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I felt like Alex Dickerson was kind of talking at you, Greg, when he said, we're all making too big a deal out of this. Stop talking.
Me or you? You're the one that kept writing about it, Bags. I just repeated what you wrote. It wasn't my fresh thought. It was you.
That's true. I just know you ask about it a lot. So
because I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued by it, yeah.
I am too. And you know what? Mike Krugo talked about it a lot on the broadcast as well. So, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people from different portions of sort of the media landscape have talked about and just wondered if how much of a factor that was last year. You know, I think the biggest factor is that they started the season in July, you know, and the weather's a little bit warmer. because we know that does affect, ball flight just from a physics perspective. So, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's any impact when that cloth comes down. And right now they're hitting tons of homers. And yeah, it's a big surprise. And I think it just goes to show that, not only the personnel that they've tried to fill out this roster with, but just what this hitting group has preached, which is take your best swing as often as possible, even with two strikes, but make good swing decisions. Don't get yourself out and don't swing at the pitch that's meant for a 6-4-3 double play that may be in the strike zone, but live to see another pitch and take your best swing and elevate the ball. And they definitely preached those concepts and gotten players who can buy into those concepts. And by the way, we haven't seen all the people that may be a part of this, because you look at Joe McCarthy, and we haven't seen too much of him in the big leagues, and it wasn't very good in the short look we got, but he's crushing the ball at AAA, and this front office still likes him a lot. You've got Jason Krizan is a guy who isn't a home run hitter, but he's hitting the ball. And Braden Bishop is batting about .500 since they got him. So, they've got more hitting at AAA too.
Let's just kind of pull back a little bit since we got one right out. And although I see it clearing up, I'm at NBC Sports Bay Area, and it's clear now that I say that it is starting to drizzle again. So we may have 2 days off in the middle of the season. It's a good time to kind of reflect. They have played 61 games. Would have been better at 60, but they did at 60 at 38 and 22. Last year they were 29 and 31, but still 38 and 23. You've been watching baseball a long time. Is the 61 games enough for you to make an assessment about who the Giants are in 2021, Beggs?
I think it is. However, the daunting part is you do the math and it's a simple subtraction and you get 100 games left, 101 games left. So a lot can happen in 101 games and it's going to be a real test of endurance for everybody, especially coming off last year's short season. And I think you can say with the personnel that they have, I think this team has some staying power, but you got to keep that personnel healthy. And we know that's been a challenge to this point. They've done a great job overcoming that. But, you hope that Evan Longoria comes back relatively soon, because that's a big one for them to try to cover, and that they don't have any more injuries that are going to be even more difficult for them to kind of make up, because we know sometimes it's attrition can just wear a team down. And right now, what I'm most impressed by is that they've got 1 3-game losing streak all year. And that was the series in San Francisco where the Dodgers swept them. And that's it. I mean, it's remarkable that this team is as competitive every day as they have been. I'll give you a stat, and I was going to save this, but I'll give it to you now. 61 games. You know how many games the Giants have had a lead in? Just any point in the game had a lead.
52.
Wow. Well, you stole my thunder. It's 51.
Well, I just took it. The way you inflected up like Katie Couric, you kind of led me to where I was going to go.
Yeah.
That's going on Giants pregame live if we have one, Bag. So you better start tweeting it right now or I have officially stolen it.
Stuff.
No, I won't. It's yours. Per Andrew Baggerly, a.k.a. Bags. Wow. So what does that tell you? So what does that tell you?
You're off by one. I'm very impressed, wow. But I have to say, Price is Right rules. You went over, so you lose. I'm sorry.
Oh!
Dun, 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 dun.
All I'm getting is a lifetime supply of turtle wax.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. The catamaran is not going to be in your driveway. It's not
what a bummer.
So what does that tell you, that they've led for almost every game or had a lead at some point?
Yeah, I mean, 51 out of 61 games that they have a lead in, that's amazing. And it tells you that they had a lead in 13 of the games that they've lost. And obviously the bullpen has had a couple issues here and there, but they've also had a lot of leads to protect. And you get a team with a lot of leads to protect, there's going to be more blown games. But I think it tells you two things. One, these guys are ready to hit, and they're ready to they have a good game plan going into face an opposing starting pitcher because they're scoring runs early. And the other thing is that their rotation has been really good, and they're not giving up runs early. So, if you get leads in games, it means that you're probably getting on the board first. And that's obviously there are a slew of good positive connotations that come out of that.
Andrew Baggerly is joining us. This will be interesting. Kirk Casale, who had that streak, obviously, of shutouts, it was amazing. But to say that he's not hitting is being kind. So you got Tromp up there. You got Joey Bart red hot in Sacramento. What do they do at the backup spot?
Yeah, good question. They do plan to activate Kirk Cassali pretty soon. You know, we just saw that this is a front office, a coaching group that will not be afraid to move on from people who have guaranteed contracts. They just dealt to Matt Whistler today after designating him for assignment. And, you know, granted, he wasn't making like $10 million, but, you know, it was still they had a cord to cut there, and they weren't afraid to do it. I think with Cassali, the way that he's caught and received, I mean, he caught 5 shutouts in a row at one point. You wonder how much the wrist had bothered him at the plate, because he's a better hitter than what he's shown, for sure. I think when you're looking at your backup catcher, I don't know if you look to make a change at your backup catcher position just because the guy isn't hitting. It's probably more important that he's doing all those other things well. And if the pitchers like throwing to him and he's getting results, then, you know, I think that they'll be much more tolerant of the offensive line being what it is. Now, obviously, they hope it's going to pick up. And, you know, you get into September when they'll have rosters expand. No doubt they'll have another catcher on the roster. It could be Joey Bart. You know, they wanted him to get as many reps as possible in the minors this season. I don't sense that there's something big that's going to shake out anytime soon. But like we said, there's over 100 games still to go.
Bags, you mentioned they DFA'd Matt Whistler the other day, but they did trade him today, and I'll be anxious to see what Tampa does with him, because they're the Giants of the American League, or the Giants or them in the National League. They're the ones that kind of started this way of thinking. Michael Plassmeyer, a left-hander, what do we know about him? And then cash considerations, I'm assuming, what do they have, a one-year, $1.5 million deal?
Yeah, it was one and
so they're going to... They're going to have to eat some of that. So they're going to take some of that money back. Is that what's what happened with the cash considerations?
That would be my assumption. I don't know the actual dollar figure, but it can't be too much. And, you know, Plassmeyer is a guy that was originally in Seattle's organization. I believe he went to the Rays along with Mike Zunino in that trade. A guy who was at Missouri. He was just one of the best command pitchers in the draft. Super good strikeout to walk ratio. I know, shocking. The Giants would want a pitcher with a good strikeout to walk ratio. A command guy. And I think that Fangraphs had him rated as the number 40 prospect in Tampa's system. And frankly, if you're number 40 in Tampa's system, you're probably number 10 in a lot of other systems. So, you know, they got a guy who's interesting, who they think can help them. He's not just a complete throw in, and he's someone who's got a pretty reliable floor as a command pitcher. So, and he's left-handed too, so that's always nice. They gave up Whistler, and probably gave him a free Whistler, more or less, to get a prospect. And Tampa obviously sees the value in Matt Whistler, and they probably have a very similar grade on him that the Giants did when they gave him a guaranteed contract really early in free agency. So yeah, it's an interesting deal. It'll be interesting to see how it kind of shakes out over time.
Bags, as always, great stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Bags.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.